more of Lake Effect On Site now from the River West Public House. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Our next guest did not have to go far to appear on today's show. Virtually across the street from this institution is another vaunted River West space. Woodland Pattern Book Center has been around since 1979. It plays a vital role in the artistic community here in River West. It specializes in poetry and social justice. But you also have a gallery space and room for performances and meetings of all kinds as well.
The Nonprofit Center is one of the anchors of River West, and we are joined by one of the founders, Ann Kingsbury, and the co-executive directors, Jenny Gropp and Laura Solomon. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So much.
Thank you. Yeah.
What makes Woodland Pattern different from all of the other bookstores in this city?
Well, first of all, we're a nonprofit organization. So commercial bookstores, bless their hearts, have a lot of things to deal with. And money is always something, but as a nonprofit, we deal with it differently than bookstores that have things commercially. So our purpose is to have books that are available that maybe wouldn't necessarily be bestsellers, but people need to have a chance to find them. I always say, find your classics yourself and try something you don't know. So we've always tried to encourage people to come in, discover things, and if you come in and you say, oh, I don't really know what I'd want to read, I'd say, well, you want a book of poetry about making soup? You want one about an unfaithful husband? You want one about baseball? We can find that. You don't have to buy it, but at least you know it's there.
Is there really a book of poetry about making soup?
Yes, there is. Stone Soup.
Now, did you start as a nonprofit?
Yes.
So from the get-go, that
from
was
the
always the idea.
Right, right. Yeah.
Where do you see yourselves fitting in kind of the local literary landscape? Besides from a business model, what's the role you play, you know, within the literary community here, do you think?
Well, I mean, I think that we have always been a place that we want people to come from all over. We welcome people in from the national literary landscape, but also here in Milwaukee. We believe that we act against isolation. And so we want people to come in and read and to perform, and we all want to be involved with each other. Like, not one thing is better than another in terms of poetry to us.
I think that, you know, we offer a lot of different kinds of programming. So we have, you know, we have our national series, and then we also have a lot of community events. Just this past week, we had Stillwaters Collective, we had Draw Right Here, we had Genre Urban Arts. So we host a lot of community organizations who do not have spaces. And then we also host a lot of book releases for local artists, and then we have our national series as well. Beyond the literary programming that we have, the concerts we have, the art exhibitions we do a lot of education, and both in the schools and with adults. So,
do you find that kids really respond to poetry?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
They're
yeah.
naturals.
Yeah.
And they collaborate very naturally as well. Yeah. So it's wonderful to bring them together.
Yeah.
Well, and so if kids are naturals at poetry, what happens to that?
I think we get taught to use language as a means to an end rather than as a medium for expression or not even expression necessarily, but a means for play. We get taught that you use language so you can master language and so you can have control of what you mean. But that's not the only thing that you can use language for. You can use language to entertain yourself. You can use language for having fun.
Yeah, I think of Ogden Nash, you having fun. Yeah. And lots of other poets who you know, played with the language and just had a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With
and
what
I think, too, that in school, sometimes kids are being told, you should read this, and it really has nothing to do with their lives at all. And when they can find that literature is about them and the things that they care about, that changes their whole attitude towards reading.
Does Woodland Pattern have a particular importance to the River West community? You know, beyond the importance to the community at large, where do you see it fitting in River West itself?
Well, I think it's very, I mean, it's an important, as you mentioned, an anchor. I think, you know, we bring in a lot of people come out for our programming. They visit the store. People actually make pilgrimages, like from outside of Milwaukee, to come to the store, and that does make an impact on the neighborhood because they visit local they patronize other establishments here. So there's definitely an economic impact I think Woodland Pattern has on the neighborhood in terms of just giving other people business. You know, I kind of want to talk about the mural a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that when you look back at the history of Woodland Pattern, you realize that okay, so Laura and I aren't from here at all. We just moved here in March. I'm going to go back to the murals,
yes.
Circling around.
That's
fine. But we moved from Athens, Georgia, and we came because we knew that Woodland Pattern had this amazing history to bring in all kinds of poetry. And what we found is that all of the kinds of poetry have woven into what equates to us to be freedom,
yeah.
In a certain kind of way. And so when we are thinking about Woodland Pattern's anniversary that's coming up, it will be the 40th soon, and we're reflecting back on everything that's happened there, and we went down into the basement and we found these panels from a mural that was put up in 1984. It's this beautiful gold piece of art that you can go outside and see now on Locust Street. It's by a woman named Diana Berry. And we decided that the best thing to do would be to bring that out and put it up as a retrospective now, to pay homage to that. And we've had so many people from the neighborhood who've come in and been like, oh my gosh, this is just really adding something to the neighborhood. And we've always appreciated the murals that have been on the walls at Woodland Pattern over the past four decades. And that's a tradition that we hope to continue after this as well.
Yeah, the murals, I think, make a big impact on the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. People, during this particular mural, when we were installing it, we would get honked at.
Yeah.
And people would give us thumbs up, and like, we got lots of comments,
yeah.
But all of them were really positive, so.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember when that mural was made?
1984.
Do you remember when it came into the store?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Because Diana painted it in the basement in the Bat Cave downstairs. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to say, you talked about how Woodland Pattern has become a fit with the neighborhood. When we opened, we had mustard yellow walls on the outside, and everybody thought we were a porno shop because of the coloring. And it took a long time for people to stick their head in the doors. In fact, I can remember on one of the first artist walks, someone came in, she opened the door, and she went, oh no, books, and left. So it's taken a while, and I think one of the things that we learned was that you do things with people. You do things with your community, with your neighborhood. You don't do it for them because mm-hmm. they're not going to be interested. And it just seems that the longer we've been here, the more we've been able to work with people, and because everybody has a story. And now everybody's talking about telling stories. But we were trying to get stories for 40 years, and I think it's really, really important. And every group who's come in has had their own stories to tell, whether it's about making soup or whether it's about a different ethnicity or a different belief system. The stories are all there, and they're here in River West. So it's a great place to come and share that.
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, and here's to another 40 years of sharing
stories. Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Ann Kingsbury is the co-founder, and Jenny Gropp and Laura Solomon are the co-executive directors of Woodland Pattern Book Center. It is literally across the street from where we are here in the River West Public House.
Thanks to all three of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.